Hey, Daily Dosers, this is Pastor Larry here, and as we're working our way through Ephesians, I want to share a thought with you from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7, the first part of verse 8. And I want to focus specifically on a stained glass word. It's called redemption. It reads this way, speaking of Jesus, "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us." So this passage tells us something that's pretty well known by those of us that are Jesus followers. We have been forgiven by the death of Jesus Christ. He paid for our sins. It talks about the fact that God's love is lavished upon us. But I think sometimes we miss the full meaning of this word redemption. Because through the blood of Jesus Christ, yes, we have forgiveness, but that's a necessary step for something even more amazing, and that is that we would be completely redeemed. You see, when you redeem coupons, maybe online or whatever, you put in that code, you get back something which wasn't yours until you actually redeem it. We speak of redeeming the time. We mean to take it and bring it back to ourselves. Maybe you think of an antique or somebody else's trash that becomes your treasure. You have redeemed it. You've taken something that is set aside and you've brought it back. You bought it back for yourself. Now, what that means is we aren't just forgiven, okay, here's a second chance. We are totally taken back to all that we were meant to be in the Lord Jesus Christ. It goes all the way back to the garden. In Genesis chapter 1, we have that marvelous story of God's creation and life as it was intended to be. And that's what was completely lost when Adam and Eve decided that they were going to disobey God and take things into their own hands. And ever since then, every one of us has been broken in this broken world. And I think sometimes I think in terms of, well, Lord, you have forgiven me of the bad things I've done. You've forgiven me of the bad thoughts I've had. You've forgiven me of the areas where I've strayed. And I think what that does is that brings me back to being, oh, the person I was before I did those things. But no. It brings me all the way back, not to the sinful person that chooses to do wrong and chooses to do right sometimes. It brings me all the way back to life as it was intended to be. Adam, Eve, sons and daughters of God, without blemish, something we could have never lived a good enough life to achieve, all done because God's love was lavishly poured out on us, and through his blood, to not only forgive us, but to redeem us. And so here's my word for you today. Are you living like someone who has been bought back? Not like someone who has been given a second chance in this life, but someone who is a son, a daughter of the King Most High, in all of the beauty and all of the perfection that God meant you to be from the moment of creation. That's who you are. That's who I am. Let's live like it today, to the glory of the one who lavishly poured out his love upon us.